SAVA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SAVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SAVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SAVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SAVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SAVA.org today. That is SAVA, SEVA.org.
Listen up, Beyond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Glad you can join us. And if you're wondering what this show's all about, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. The show tonight, well, we hope we can entertain you, give you some laughs, give you some good trivia. But before we begin, I got to introduce you to the players. Tonight, to my left, my beautiful co-host, and all the above, my beautiful, beautiful, what can I say about my wife? Except she's exceptional. Yes, she is. Lynn Golder, co-host.
Okay, well, thank you, Michael. And welcome to the last Sunday, guys. The last Sunday of September on the Blind and Beyond radio show. I just can't believe it. But welcome, welcome. And by the way, after we, Chris is not in, he's in a different room, so okay. He won't answer you right now.
And all the way from Pennsylvania, our guest co-host, Liz Alexa. Liz Alexa, are you there?
Hey, hey, how are you guys?
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, it's so great to be on with you all tonight.
We're so happy to have you.
She's a guest co-host tonight. That's right.
And who else is there? Hi, Nacho.
Or her assistant's there.
Yeah.
Yes, my lab assistant. His name is Nacho.
Your lab assistant.
And in the studios, is the only one in the studio. So we can have a show.
He's there working on
He's
something.
The producer. And his name is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw is the producer. He's the one that pushed the buttons. Is he there?
He's there. Yeah, he'll be on in a minute. He's
okay.
Doing something
He's
for
doing
me.
Something for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that I forgot.
Okay. Well, maybe when he comes back, he'll say hello.
Yeah.
Listen, the phone number to call in to the show, don't forget, this is a talk show. That means we talk, you listen, and then you call up too. That's a two-way thing.
Right.
That's why it's a talk show.
Like a two-way radio.
Yeah.
Right?
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I got to give some shout-outs first.
Yeah, you do the shout-outs.
My first shout is to a young lady in a place called Kissimmee, Florida. Her name, I'm going to say Miss Vicky, otherwise known as Victoria. She's from Kissimmee. She probably listened on our FM radio station. I think it's our FM station is 10.
Look at me. I think
what is it?
107.1.
102.7, something like that.
No, that's no.
What is
it? It was 107.
107?
102.7 was magic in South Florida.
Oh.
I think they said it was 100.7 because it matched up to a radio station up here.
100.7?
Yeah,
okay.
Listening.
That's an FM station.
We'll ask Chris when he comes
okay.
on. So what's your shout outs? Who's your shout outs?
I just said to Miss Vicky.
That's it?
Well, I'm hoping right now my brother get better, Barry, with his two broken hips. So he's walking around now. You know, it's the old story, folks. Like I keep on saying, it's not how many times you've been hurt. It's not how many times you fall down, but it's how many times you can come back. And those have written to me about, I have to discuss with you sometime in the future. What do I mean by plan B? You know what A is, I assume. So we'll have to discuss A and B, plan B, because I always have a plan B. Lynn, you're up.
Well, I really don't have any specific shout outs. I just wanted to mention, in case you don't know, yesterday was the first day of autumn. Hallelujah. At least we had some cool weather down here in Florida. It was delightful this morning, but then it got hot again. All right, Lizzie. Oh, by the way, today is National Punctuation Day, and I will elaborate on that later.
May I use punctuation?
Oh, there's something that really bugs me out there in the social media world, so I'll bring it up later. But anyway.
Okay, exclamation point. Thank you, exclamation point.
Okay, Liz, who are your shout-outs?
I just have a couple little ones here. I want to say hi to my mom and dad. They are visiting with a friend right now. And I know they're listening, and also to my dearest friend, Caitlin. She has been by my side since I went blind, and I will be in her wedding the end of October, and she's listening in tonight too. So
really nice. Very
thank
nice.
You.
You want to give us a little update, Elizabeth, before we go to our first break, just a little teeny bit about what's been going on with your eye, because we did mention it previously.
Absolutely. So as they mentioned before, you know, I had my left eye removed on July 20th, which happened to me my 1 year anniversary of having been matched with my guide dog, Nacho. And I was healing beautifully, and so beautifully that about 9 weeks post-surgery, I received my artificial eye, and that was actually on September 12th, which ironically, get it, was my 11-year anniversary of having gone blind. So that was a tremendous gift for me to be able to come home with this brand new piece of one-of-a-kind hand-painted artwork that's built into my face.
Yeah, and everything, it matches perfectly. Yeah.
I'm doing great.
The people that are excited listening to the show don't understand what Liz just said. I'm sure of it.
Why do you say that?
What part of that?
Most people don't understand when they see an artificial eye. They don't realize how real it is.
Yes, a lot of
it doesn't look fake. When you look at
it's a prosthetic.
It is a prosthetic, but several people just in the last, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks that I've had it now, Tuesday will be 2 weeks that I've had it. And I've had more than a handful of people tell me, I can't tell you which one is real and which one's not.
No, you can't tell. Not from your photograph that I saw.
No, it's unbelievable. And it even feels like I have my eye back.
And the best part of it is you don't have that pain anymore, right? You had that
I still have migraines, but it's a completely different kind of migraine. So it's changed. It's so different, but I have no pain in that section of my head any longer.
Was that from glaucoma, the pain?
The pain was, yes, from the glaucoma. I went from my pressure being over 80 and needing extreme surgery to lower it, to it dropping so significantly over a 4-year period after that surgery to where they could no longer even get a pressure on it. It was pretty interesting. They went to, you know, they tapped the thing against your eye and mine would go halfway in. They'd be like, yeah, you're done.
Oh my God. There's
no point in continuing this.
Wow. I went from 50 to zero in a second.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Usually you try to get rid of the high pressure. You went down to zero and had to work to get it back up.
We had to work on every day to get it back up to seven. Now my eye is 10.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So Chris is telling me it's time for a break. And then when we come back, we will welcome our first two guests of the evening.
And he didn't say hello.
Oh yeah, Chris, say hello before we say goodbye. No, he can't now.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt the testimony that she was given. So I'm glad to hear everybody's voice. Nice to have everybody around. And I'm just tired. I just got back from Mississippi off the plane, so I'm here.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Wow. Big hugs to you, my friend. Thank you for
stopping. What was it, Mississippi?
We had a football game in Mississippi that I had to go cover.
Oh.
College ball or high school ball or
college?
What?
College ball. Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. We better go to break. We'll find out more from Chris later. You want to hear about that?
Most definitely.
Okie dokie.
Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
At Just Bagels, experience real New York bagels no matter where you are. These are nothing like the ones you find in a supermarket. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. No artificial flavors, no added colors, no preservatives. Produced in a tree and peanut-free facility, all kosher. Skip the drive to your store and have Just Bagels delivered right to your doorstep. We age our dough and boil it in New York water before they get shipped out to you fresh, never frozen. Order 12, 24, or 48 bagels with free shipping and handling. Bring a taste of New York City home today by visiting justbagels.com. Enter code BB15 and receive 15% off your first order. Just Bagels. If it ain't just bagels, it's just bread.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and backgrounds who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers free of charge a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep. JBI now also offers a growing collection of children's books that combine Braille or audio with the printed book to encourage families to read together. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction, liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings, including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, call 800-433-1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are definitely back. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael. And what do you have to say for yourself? What you have to say for yourself is the big question. I'd love to hear from you. That's why I'm saying 407-894-1680. That means you can call up and say hello. We'd love to hear from you. Call up and say hello to Liz Alexa. Call up and say to anybody. And if you don't know what you're listening to, We've been on for 8 years. It's a nonprofit radio show. We talk about everything. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. It's supposed to be a fun show. We hope to entertain you. We hope to educate you. So listen to the show. You may get a kick out of it. What do you want, Lynn?
I'm waiting to introduce my guests.
Go ahead.
They might go home.
I sure hope not.
Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back one of the guests and welcome for the first time the other guest. So anyway, welcome to our East Side Eyewear guest, Jeanette Von Dyck, who has been on the air with us before. Hello, Jeanette. And also Carolyn.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Carolyn Bradley, who is the telehealth account manager. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, no, wait, Jeanette, you're the telehealth account manager. Carolyn is the clinical account manager. My mistake.
No problem.
There you go.
There you go.
They're both very close, aren't they?
get the noodles out. Get the noodles out.
I'm not doing so well tonight. I forgot the trivia. Chris caught me on that. That's what he was doing before. I forgot to send in the songs. So anyway, welcome, Carolyn. Welcome, Jeanette. And say
Thank
hello
so
to our guest co-host tonight, Liz Alexis, calling in from Pennsylvania.
Hi, guys. It's a pleasure to meet you both.
Hello, Liz. Hi. Liz, is it? Liz Alexis?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Lovely to meet you. I caught some of what you were saying. It sounded very interesting.
Oh, thank you.
If you stay on after your segment's over, you'll hear a lot more about Liz. She's an interesting woman. She's an author and a poet, and the list goes on and on and on.
Oh, lovely to meet you, Liz.
Yeah.
Same here, Carol.
So ladies, tell us tonight, Jeanette and Carolyn, tell us about East Side for those who have never heard about East Side before. We always have new listeners each week.
Well, I'll go ahead, Jeanette, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. East Side is a pair of electronic glasses that allow those with low vision to now be able to see the detail that they may otherwise be missing. So it is a head-worn device. It has a camera in the center, and the image is then projected onto these two screens that sit in front of the wearer's eyes. And with magnification and contrast, as well as the different algorithms that are built into the unit, you can adjust that image by enhancing the remaining peripheral or the better peripheral vision that one might have. And by enhancing that, it tends to shrink some of the compromised vision in the center. So typically, we could get maybe a 5 to 7 line improvement in distance. So it's pretty cool device.
This is Michael. It's a great device. The only problem is it's not for everybody. So people are listening. I'm sorry, it's not for everybody.
Correct. You're absolutely right. It does not work for everyone. It's geared more to those that have center or vision loss with an acuity of about 20/80 up to about 20/600.
You have to have some light perception. That's the first thing. You have to have some light perception.
Correct. Yes. And those that have perhaps a bit of dim light vision, we are able to increase the brightness and the contrast that can help in that area. They are not night vision glasses, however, but with enough ambient light around, it would probably be a little bit better than your native vision by enhancing that contrast and the brightness.
I can definitely attest to that, Carolyn, what you're saying, because I'm on the lower spectrum of the visual acuity. My vision changes according to my corneal transplants. I've had several of them now on my left eye, which is the only eye from which I see. And I have to tell you that when I put on the eSight, I really notice an immediate brightening of the image around me. So whatever I'm looking at, whether I'm reading or looking at an image around me, I notice an immediate brightening. And even with that immediate brightening, you can actually increase the brightness with that as well. So it really is quite an extraordinary piece of equipment.
Can you, one of you, explain how it works if somebody's interested, you know, about the field rep coming to their home? And can you elaborate on that?
Sure, Jeanette, do you want to take that?
If somebody is interested.
I can, absolutely. So there's a couple of ways in which we can do this. What people can actually do is, believe it or not, they can actually get a referral from their doctor. And so if you go to your doctor and say, hey, you know, I really want to try an eSight device in my home, because we do offer trials in people's home. And if they get a referral from their doctor, then that trial is free of charge. And it lasts for about, I'm going to say, between 10 days and 2 weeks, typically, give or take. And it's led by one of our specialist coaches who's also visually impaired. So they will hold the hand of the person who's referred, and not literally, of course, because it's from a distance. It's done over Zoom, much like many other distance projects are. But it's guided by a specialist coach who can help the person fit the eSight and show them the basics of how to use it and help them to accomplish what it is they think they like to use their eSight for. So some people want it for reading, some people want it to see their grandchildren again, other people want it for work. And with a doctor referral, they can have that trial free of charge. Otherwise, there's a small cost involved for the trial, but they do have the eSight delivered to their home, and they can use it, you know, in their own time for whatever functions they are planning to or hoping to use their eSight with. So the advantage is they're in their own environment.
So then they have a coach over the phone?
They do have a coach, yes, that works with them. And that coach helps them to fit the device. The coach helps them to achieve the functions that they want to achieve, maybe shows them how to make an image larger on the screen or even freeze an image so that they can look at it in detail. And the coach will help them, you know, they'll talk with them about what it is they want to achieve and help them to do that. And the trial gives people a very good idea. It's called a telehealth session, but there are about three or four, I'm going to say, during that time. And it really will give them a very good idea as to whether or not the eSight is going to be suitable for them. And we also have a very specialized screening program that helps to determine whether or not the person's likely to benefit from eSight. It's a pretty accurate program, I have to say. Anything that you would want to add, Carolyn?
Yes, thanks, Jeanette. That's well said. One thing I would add is that there is no obligation to purchase during this trial. One of our biggest wants as eSight, as a company, is to allow as many individuals as well as their physician the opportunity to learn about eSight, to try it in real time, to see what's out there for them. So there's no obligation to purchase. It's all about awareness on our end.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can say that when I first tried eSight back in 2018, I was struck by the fact that normally, you know, guys, I was reading Braille. I mean, I'm a Braille reader, so you can tell that my acuity is pretty low, actually. I can read print, but by the time I was kind of in the middle of elementary school, it just became too small. So I learned Braille. And so I've been a Braille reader ever since. But once
this is
I
Michael.
Discovered eSight. Yes, Michael.
I'd like to interrupt. I want to ask our audience if they want to call in and speak to either one of you. Now's the time to do it. You can ask any questions right now. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to call in and ask any question about what we're talking about, now's the time to do it. 407-894-1680.
That telehealth function feature is terrific because it's like you're right there in their house, in their living room.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
I think most people for some reason, are afraid. They're afraid to pick up the phone, afraid to try anything new, and if they're very skeptical. Why? I don't know, but that's the way people are, especially blind people.
You tried it on right away when it first came out, but yeah, it didn't work for you. Actually, you went to Lighthouse, Central Florida, and the local salesperson was there, and he put them on you, but it didn't work for you. But that doesn't mean it wouldn't work for somebody else that has Central.
Right. In the room, it was working for other people. It didn't work for me.
Yeah, it was working for other people, just not you.
Right. What I can attest to as well is, you know, just pick up the phone and call eSight, and you can speak with one of our specialists, and either with either Jeanette or myself as well. And we're very upfront about how we feel eSight would work for a specific individual. We try to set the right expectations all the time. Last thing we want to do is give someone false hope. So when we are talking to someone on the phone and we go through the screening process, we try to ask the pertinent questions. You know, are you able to see the big E when you go into the doctor's office? That gives us a bit of an idea. You know, does magnification help you in other situations? What kind of tools do you use? There's a series of questions that we go through to determine if someone is a candidate. And if they're not, you know, we will let you know that. So there's no fear in calling and just getting that information. There's always someone there that would be happy to speak with you.
Carolyn, would somebody with macular degeneration be a good candidate for those glasses?
Absolutely. So the one thing that eSight does is it works on a wide array of different conditions. It kind of does come down to acuity, however. Again, as I mentioned, 20/80 up to about 20/600. But yes, macular degeneration, absolutely. Stargardt's disease, optic neuropathy, diabetic retinopathy,
Peter's anomaly. Yeah. Peter's anomaly in my case.
Peter's anomaly. That's right. Ocular albinism. There's a lot of different, you know, conditions out there that eSight can benefit from. It's all about calling, talking to an eSight specialist, and going through those series of questions so that we can set the right expectations for each individual.
This is Michael again.
Hey, Michael.
For the listeners who are tuning in for the first time and asking a question, let me explain to you before you can even ask the question. This radio show is to educate the sighted, the vision impaired, and the blind. Mm-hmm. We're the only radio show of its kind in the world. And when we talk about eSight, about the glasses, it's to inform you that there is something that can help you if you wish to be helped yourself. If you wish to be helped, there is help for you. Now, if you don't want to be helped, then don't call. But if you think maybe you'd be interested, you should call, pick up the phone and call.
Speaking of calling, why don't we give out the contact information before we say goodnight, Carolyn and Jeanette, so people can find out more. It's on our website, but if they would like to call you guys directly.
Sure. So our toll-free number is 877-837-9535, extension 221. I think I said that wrong. It's 855. Sorry.
You're hanging around me too much.
855-837-4448.
All righty.
Well, thank you so much for coming
yes,
on.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Carolyn,
where
are you calling from, by the way?
I am up in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, wow. So the second day, the second day of fall, you're really into it up there.
It's beautiful today.
Oh, it's I'm jealous.
It's an amazing fall day today.
We're
so
jealous.
We are jealous, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're on the same side of the pond over here, aren't we?
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, ladies.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with the first trivia. So don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll come back after the break and go into our first tribute. And listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTOstudy.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith. PHONEFAITH by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. 2099465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Okay, according to Chris, we are back. You know, Chris, I like that commercial that just played for Christian Record.
I like that too. Yeah. I thought that was really nice.
It's pretty, it's pretty nice.
Very nice. That personal. As a matter of fact, the woman who recorded that particular one was on our show last year, and Jerry Lynn. So I like that commercial. It's very inviting. But anyway, we're back. And Michael stepped away for a little bit, and Liz and I are going to hold down the fort with Chris. So there you go. And if you'd like to call in and say hi to Liz, 407-894-1680. So there we go. So we're going to go to your trivia, I believe, Liz.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Would you like me to say it, or how do you want to do this?
Well, you'll tell Chris to get it ready, and you'll set it up so he can play it.
All right. Hey, Chris, could you get it ready?
I got you covered.
How did I do?
I got you covered.
You got the ladies right now, Chris.
Right. I hear. I got you covered.
All right.
All righty. So, well, then, how do you want them to estimate or guess the song? What do you want from the song?
So my question is, we're going to play a song, and this song is being performed by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Okay. My question is, who is the original artist who not only wrote, but performed the song?
Now you got it, Chris. I get it.
Oh, okay. I got you. Here we go then.
There we go.
I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for playing that. I appreciate it. So if anybody knows the answer to that, that song was performed by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, but who was the original artist who both wrote and performed that song? And you can call in, and the number is
407-894-1680.
Yeah, Michael had to sneeze, and then Evie, the little one, started barking.
Gesundheit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Gesundheit again.
Not allowed to do that on the air.
Oh, wow.
The question. Did they understand the question?
I think it's terrific the way she set it up.
Yeah, I think they understood the question. I got a call on the phone line now.
They got it. She explained.
Is it a new caller? New caller, I hope.
I think he's a new caller. It's been a while. The name sounds familiar. It's Cecil from Pensacola, Florida. I think he called in once before a while ago.
Yeah, okay. That was a long time. Yeah. He's only called once, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anybody else? Should we wait a second?
Oh, I got another caller coming in now, so hold on one moment.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, but that was really clever what you did, Liz. I'm very
thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, a very clever person to do that.
Well, she is.
I was
going to
say,
person.
Well, I'm a very clever person.
And David, I know you're listening to the show. I'm kind of excited here. I could hear the song. So for those of you who don't know, you know, things have changed on Zoom a little bit and they went and changed some settings on us. So we're trying something new tonight and Chris is doing it on his end and it seems to be a little bit better. We can hear things better. So that's what happens with technology. You have to figure things out as you go along.
Absolutely. That's just like life.
Yeah.
I like absolutely. Your analogy.
Well, you know what?
All right.
Well,
okay. I got two callers, all right?
Okay.
So we got Cecil from Pensacola. I had Tony to call in and say, hey, I know the answer, but listen, I'm just telling you. And then I have Peter from Oldsmar on the phone, who's I don't think he hadn't won in a while.
But Cecil was first.
But Cecil was first.
Right.
Let's hear from Cecil.
All right, let's try Cecil.
So we're going to talk to Cecil all the way from Pensacola, Florida. Cecil, how you doing?
That's me.
Hi, Cecil.
We missed you.
All right.
So,
Cecil, can you turn your radio down for me, please? Or step away from your radio. I'm hearing feedback.
That's me. All right. Can you hear me? And turn this down over here where I can hear you, because I don't need to hear you twice, right?
Right.
All right. Now you wondering who did that song first? I think it was the Bee Gees.
You are correct.
Got it. And just for a little bonus point here, do you know what the name of the song was?
Islands in the Stream.
Islands in I-S-L-A-N-D. The Stream.
Isn't that Island?
Right. Islands in the Stream. That's right.
Yep.
Islands in the Stream. Right.
Very good,
Cecil.
Awesome.
So, Cecil, where is she calling from? Cecil, Pensacola. Where are you calling? Pepsi-Cola?
Not Pepsi-Cola.
Pepsi. Pepsi.
I love
Coca-Cola.
Oh, dear.
I want to give a shout-out to the people over here in Pegaroo's room over on LiveWire. There's a whole bunch of folks over here listening to you folks.
I'm glad you love the show. So what did he win, Michael?
He won a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway.
Oh,
coming your
Subway.
Way.
All right.
Way to go, right. Cecil.
Cecil, I forget. How did all you right. find the show? I can't remember what you told us a while back.
Well, I found somebody. I don't know. Well, you know, I'm in the FCB here. I'm vice president of our chapter here at Pensacola.
Oh, that's right. FCB. It. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, keep on listening. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It right. absolutely does.
Well, you give your address to, what's his name? Chris Shaw.
Chris Shaw.
Yeah, that person that's over there. Just give him your information. Right. So, Cecil, hold on one moment. And that person over here going to get you information, all right?
All right. Let's talk to Liz now. She's got a lot to say.
Did you want to say hi to Peter real quick?
Well, is it going to be real quick?
We'll make it real quick.
Okay.
He called
in. Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Let's say hi to Peter. Peter, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, he great for him. He beat me to it. I can add to that, Barry Gibb, the person who wrote it, is now in Miami Beach. He's living in Miami Beach, Florida. He's now a neighbor.
How do you like that?
How lovely. Well, maybe he's listening in tonight. Thanks for letting us know.
What part of the country are you calling?
Callin'.
Peter, where are you calling from? What part of the country?
I'm calling from Oldsmar, Florida.
What?
He's in Oldsmar, Florida, on the west coast of Florida.
What's the name of the city?
Oldsmar.
Oldsmar.
Mar. O-L-D-S-M-A-R.
Oldsmar?
Oldsmar.
Oh, okay.
Which is near where exactly?
Newmar.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
That was poor.
That was grand.
And I'm laughing. Where is it near?
You know, maybe Barry Gibb is listening to us right now.
And he's going, oh, my God.
Nice song, Barry. Keep it up.
Peter, where are you near? Where is Oldsmar near? Is that near?
It's Palm Beach. No, Palm Harbor.
On the west coast?
Yes. Palm Harbor, near Clearwater.
Oh, okay. Bradenton, Clearwater, Sarasota, all that area. Yeah. Okie dokie. Well, thanks for calling me.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
We'll talk.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay, Liz, where do you feel like starting, Liz?
I want to explain something right now.
Good luck.
Liz will understand this. Liz, what I'm going to say, you're going to understand as well.
I hope so.
I always talk about plan B. Well, plan A, for those who don't understand, let's say you have a goal, whatever that goal is, or you have a job, and you're doing a certain kind of job. For argument's sake, you're doing carpentry work, and you go blind. So now what do you do? That's why plan B comes in. Plan B is what's next. So most people don't have a plan B, but most people should have a plan B because you never know. Look at Liz Alexa.
Well, she had plenty of plan Bs.
She had plenty of plan Bs.
Yeah. Let's talk about them.
Myself and Lynn, plenty of plan Bs, plenty of plan Bs in my life. Because like I say, and I always say it, it's not how many times you've been knocked down, but how many times you keep on coming back. And if you have something in your mind, a plan B, you can always come back. And if you don't know of a plan B, well, you should think of it. Because everybody can do something. And they don't realize what they can do. Right, Alyssa?
That is absolutely right. You know, what I like to think here, Michael and Lynn and all of our listeners, you know, my plan B is simply a question mark. That is my plan B. I don't have anything specific because I know that no matter what happens, I will figure out a way. Because what might be right for me thinking about it in the future, you know, I don't know what could happen. You know, so just being open-minded and being prepared to say, you know what, whatever happens, I accept it to be as it is, but what can I do to work through this? Like you were saying, get back up and keep going. And I've had to do that time and time again throughout my life. And that's what's given me the perspective that I have, which reminds me, thank you so much again for having me on as a guest host.
It is our pleasure. Our pleasure. Let the people get to know who you are.
Yes.
You know what? Listening to you gives people joy in their own lives because sometimes they're in a situation, they don't know what to do with their own life. They're sitting there saying, I'm blind. I don't know what to do. I'm blind. I can't do this. I can't do that. You're proving to people that you can do anything you want to do.
I'm trying to remember when you and Liz spoke years and years ago, and I don't remember.
That was seven and a half years ago.
How did we meet? How did you and Michael meet?
Her and I spoke first before we ever had her on the show.
I don't know how we met her. That's what I'm trying to remember. But
I remember how you met. I remember.
How? You go ahead, Chris.
Listen, y'all was out and about, and you just so happened to be in the same restaurant at the same time getting a large stuffed crust pizza.
There you go.
Oh.
That wasn't Michael. He doesn't like stuffed crust pizza.
No.
Oh, okay.
I love stuffed crust, but I'm going, I wouldn't get that out.
Oh, then that was me then. I'm sorry. I got it confused. Yeah.
Liz, did we know you on Blind Matters or just Blind?
No, I think I saw your ad pop up for the American Council of the Blind on their community page.
Okay.
And I am a member of the American Council of the Blind. So I just decided to tune in and I had commented on one of the posts and Michael reached out and we spoke for a bit. And it's, from then on, it's history.
That's right.
You know, and now we're living here. So
that's right.
It's just amazing to see.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time
ago. It was.
Ago. It doesn't sound like a lot, 7.5 years, but it is. In
a
life.
Lot
it
is.
In life. A lot can happen in 7.5 years. That's correct.
A lot can happen in one day.
That's right.
That's
you
true.
Know, but it's all how we look at it and how we can work through that. Not only impacts our lives, but the lives of everybody around us. You know, Michael, you said something which made me smile even more. You said, you know, people enjoy listening to me talk. And maybe it is because I can give a glimpse of hope somewhere out there. But as you say in a lot of commercials too, you know, you're not alone. And I think a lot of the things that people feel, whether dealing with blindness or any type of condition, is I'm alone going through this. And knowing that you don't have to do it alone, there is a possibility for anything to happen.
I have to interrupt you, Liz. People especially sighted people listening to this show, why do they listen to the show if they're sighted? Because they want to learn. They want to be educated. They want to be educated. And also, it's a real show. You're talking to real people.
Okay.
This is a real show. We're not talking politics. We're not talking about religion. This is a real show.
Wait a minute. Okay, I think I got the correct answer of how you guys met. You ready for this?
We're ready.
All right.
We're ready.
I got some help this time, though. I got my friend Kelly from Tennessee who's going to help me chime in with this thing. Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Hi, Kelly.
I'm doing great.
Hi, Kelly. Hi.
Okay, now, Kelly, well, let's go. Let's help take them back because we remember how they met. Kelly, talk to them.
Chris, do we have to go to break now? Or
yeah, we got 2 minutes. We got 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
One minute.
Okay, well, I don't know exactly how they met, but I was the first one that got to interview Liz Alexa on the air when I guest co-host that week. It was, I want to say, 2016 or 17.
In the studio? I can't remember the radio station?
Yes, it was.
Yes, I remember you, yeah. Kelly.
Wow.
You're my bow girl.
And I'm sure there's a photograph of Kelly in the captioned photo gallery. What year did you say, Kelly? 16 or 17?
I don't know. I remember I was wearing a...
she remembers what she was wearing.
I was wearing like a blue braille shirt.
Okay. I'll have to look at the photo gallery and see that.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember I got to interview Liz and it was really awesome. And well, I've been Facebook friends with her.
We're going to go to break.
Okay. We have to go to break.
We have to go to
the
company hour.
Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Talk to you guys.
Thanks for calling in, Kelly. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back far too. Yep.
We're going to go to break and we'll be back. When we come back, we'll come back with a very good tribute song. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, says, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Travel for All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone, and we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-for-all.com.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and backgrounds who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers free of charge a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep. JBI now also offers a growing collection of children's books that combine Braille or audio with the printed book to encourage families to read together. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction, liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings, including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, call 800-433-1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.